For the second year in a row, the COVID-19 pandemic has inhibited local government's ability to commemorate the sacrifices of Canadian service members as they normally would on Remembrance Day. Instead, many municipalities have opted for small outdoor gatherings or virtual ceremonies on November 11. In Airdrie, Remembrance Day ceremonies are planned for local schools, along with a virtual ceremony broadcast and produced by the Burt Church Live Theatre. Yvonne Young, public relations officer at the Airdrie Legion, said they are encouraging residents to view the online service as they are not able to have a formal ceremony at Genesis Place as they have done in the past due to COVID-19 health restrictions. Those who are looking to view the virtual Remembrance Day service are encouraged to visit airdrielegion.ca. Young added there will also be a small outdoor ceremony held at the Airdrie Cenotaph at 10:30 a.m. on November 11th, with attendees encouraged to mask up and practice social distancing. North of Airdrie in Crossfield, an online service will be held, a joint effort between the Crossfield Legion, W.G. Murdoch, and Crossfield Elementary Schools. Newly appointed mayor, Kim Harris, said she is honored to take part in the ceremony held at the school, and to represent Crossfieldians and the town of Crossfield while paying homage to those who have served. Due to ongoing COVID-19 restrictions, this year, the annual service will again be held in a virtual format, an email statement read. The ceremony will be available online starting from the morning of November 10, and the link will be posted on the official website of the town of Crossfield and both schools. We encourage you to view the ceremony as a way of paying tribute to those who have served or are still serving our country. Harris added Remembrance Day is a time to reflect, remember, and acknowledge Canada's men and women who served their country, and who sacrificed for all Canadians to have freedoms and peace today. Crossfieldians benefit from these freedoms in our everyday life, through participation in our democratic process and the freedom to continue our Canadian values. I encourage everyone to take a moment to remember those that have served and endured hardship so that we could live in peace. There is no service planned for the communities of Bicester or Iracana, though it is customary for residents to travel to ACME for their Remembrance Day celebrations. In Bragg Creek, a pre-recorded Remembrance Day service will be posted on the Bragg Creek Community Association's website for residents to view at their leisure. In addition, a group of Bragg Creek residents in conjunction with the local Legion will be hosting a short outdoor ceremony at the Cenotaph including the laying of wreaths, and a moment of silence, which will begin at 10:45 a.m. Blake Richards, Banff Airdrie MP, said in a recent press release that it is important to pause on November 11th, and to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the freedoms Canadians hold dear. He also encouraged constituents to support their local Legion and purchase a poppy as part of their annual poppy campaign. And when you do, take a moment to recognize what this bright red poppy represents and its significance as a symbol of remembrance for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, he said. Carmen Cundy, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at Carmen R. Cundy.